Okay, today is the 6th of June, 2015. It's Saturday night. No, we're not Seventh-day Adventists. But we're worshiping tonight to help Mark out. Mark has had a tough couple hours, and we think that maybe this might help him get some focus. So, anyway, I was just handed a sheet of paper, and my wife is shaking her head at me. Anyway, just given this sheet, and it's gone. Here it is, I got it. Okay, the first psalm that we're going to sing is page 94, and it's 147A. It's the last page in the book. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing, for it is pleasant and to praise. It is a comely thing. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, brings back her captive sons. He binds up all their wounds and heals the broken-hearted ones. He counts the numbers of the stars. He names them every one. Our Lord is great and great in power. His wisdom search can look. The Lord upholds and he can bring the wicked to the ground. With thanks, oh, praise the Lord our God. With hearts his praises sound. Who covereth the heavens with clouds, who forms the earth below, prepareth rain, who maketh grass upon the mountains grow. He cares for the beast and roam the field, and doth their food supply. He washed in the ravens' tub, and feeds them when they cry. In strength of horse or speed of man, the Lord takes no delight. But those that fear and trust his love are pleasing in his sight. In strength of horse or speed of man, the Lord takes no delight. But those that fear and trust his love are pleasing in his sight. Okay, the next song is page 237 in the old school hymnal. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful?
who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy prince despise forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find the souls there.
Okay, the last one is page 53, Psalm 102.
To this my prayer, O listen, Lord, and let my cry for help reach you. In vain grieve, hide not your face, your listening ear toward me, O wind. The day I call, your answer send. O'er all my days go up in smoke, and like a harp my bones are burnt. Like grass my heart is crushed and dry, my daily food forgotten me, my skin and bones together bleed. With sighs and groans my frame resounds, I'm like a desert pelican, or like an owl in ruined waste. I lie awake as on the roof, a sparrow stands alone aloof. All day my clothes and thoughts repeat, those filled with anger curse my name. I grieve with tears and anxious mix, for you on me and anger frown. You raise me up to throw me down. An evening shadow on my days, like grass I wither slid away. But you, Jehovah, sit enthroned, forever your memorial abides in generations all.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us tonight in this service, that your name would be exalted and your name would be glorified in all that is said. We pray that you would guide our hearts and our minds by Christ Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All of God's elect need to be encouraged at times. We're living in a world where if it weren't for the Holy Spirit working in our hearts, we would become despondent, depressed, and without hope in the world. Jesus Christ said, if I go away, I will send you a comforter. And he did go away, and the comforter was sent. There's a song that we used to sing as kids coming up in the Armenian churches. The comforter has come, the comforter has come. Yes, the comforter has come. And it's a comfort to know that he will guide us with his eye. He will lead and direct our hearts and our minds. And that when we go through tough times, that we can rely upon the Holy Spirit to bring us through these times of sorrow and trouble and tribulation. We can look at many biblical characters and see their examples of how the Holy Spirit led them. Now, there's an amazing thing you can see in the Old Testament that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into the fiery furnace, there was one likened unto the Son of God with them in the fiery furnace. When we see Daniel was thrown to the lion's den, and the king came down and asked, "Oh Daniel, Daniel, is your God able to save you?" Daniel said, "Yes, he was. He saved me from the mouths of the lions." And we see Joseph telling his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." We see how that God led Moses through the Red Sea on dry land. And many, many instances in the Old Testament where God protected David from his enemies. David was in the midst of war. You see how he led Samson to kill all of those Philistines. How he tied the foxes' tails together, put them on fire, and those foxes went crazy. We see Rahab the harlot being put at the right place at the right time to protect God's people. We see how that throughout the Old Testament we have many examples of God's protection over his people, his providential hand over his people. And in the New Testament, we can see the same thing. We can see God's providential hand over Mary, who was called to carry the Christ child in her womb. And she said, "I rejoice in God my Savior." We see the same providential hand over Zechariah prior to the birth of John the Baptist. And we see the mighty hand of God on Saul of Tarsus, bringing him to conversion. And there are so many, many instances in the New Testament where the apostles were protected by God while they were ministering the gospel to not only the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. So you might ask, well, that's all good that God providentially protected the Old Testament people and also he protected his New Testament people, but what does that have to do with me? Well, like the Old Testament saints and like the New Testament saints, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly." There are many times when we forget that we are to be comforted by the Holy Spirit in our walk. And we need to pray that God would encourage our hearts and comfort us in times of sorrow and in times of trouble. There are many beautiful passages in the Bible that we can go to for comfort. And I've often talked about the book of Psalms as a great resource to go to when we are discouraged and when we need comfort. There's something about recognizing God's sovereignty that is also a comfort to the believer. To know that God's plans cannot be thwarted. To know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchanging, He's immutable, He's omnipotent, He's omniscient, He's omnipresent. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's a great comfort in knowing that God is sovereign. And it's also comforting to know that we're not always going to have to deal with living in a fallen and cursed world. This is just a temporary place for God's people. We have a heavenly home that we're looking forward to. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. I just recently, we were up at Taco Bell, and every Tuesday they have the Cameron Classic Auto Club demonstrating all of their automobiles, and some of them are beautiful automobiles. And I commented on Facebook, I wonder how many hundreds of hours were spent on fixing those cars up. I wonder how many hundreds of hours have been spent showing those cars off and talking about those cars. And I posted a question, could this be an idol? Anything is an idol that takes us away from honoring and glorifying and praising God. There's a scripture that says that we are to seek the kingdom of God first, and He will add to us all these things. There's a lot of people that aren't seeking the kingdom of God at all. Now, we're talking tonight about comfort. We're talking tonight about the Holy Spirit's work, leading and guiding and directing us. Now, I want to look at a passage of Scripture tonight, and just briefly, in the book of Micah. Micah was a prophet of God, and Micah came after, chronologically after Hosea, actually. But anyway, Micah is proclaiming for us to put our confidence in God and God alone. Let's look in the 7th chapter of Micah. Let's start with the second verse. It says, the good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil in both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn's hedge. The day of the watchman and their visitation cometh now, shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Man's enemies are the men of his own house. If you want to see a parallel passage to that, you can look in Matthew 10, 31 through 36, and also 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 and 3, and Luke 12, 53. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I've sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the desire be far removed. Now, I want to go down to the 18th verse, and it says, Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and then thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Well, what a tremendous passage of scripture Micah gives us, to place our confidence not in men, not in relatives, not in things, to place our confidence and our trust in God Almighty, who's the only one who can deliver us. So many people out there today think they can deliver themselves. They have been taught this whole self-help doctrine, self-improvement doctrine, self-healing doctrine. We used to sing a song quite a bit called The Great Physician Now Is Here, The Sympathizing Jesus. Maybe we ought to sing that song at the end of the message, The Great Physician Now Is Here. But sometimes we get discouraged, think our hope's in vain. We're tempted to murmur and tempted to complain. But then we think of Jesus, and all he's done for me, and I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. You need to remember that God is our refuge and our strength and our high tower, our rock in time of trouble. And we also need to remind ourselves to trust in the completed, finished work of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us on the cruel cross of Calvary, that we might be partakers of eternal life, and the fact that he has given us faith, he also has given us repentance. Flee to him for our salvation through his perfect sacrifice on the cross. And so that guarantees for us eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's the message tonight. Let's see if we can find the number for the great physician. Okay, it's page 209. 209. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer, we'll hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest melodic seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Your many sins are all forgiven, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on your way in peace to him, and wear a crown with Jesus. All glory to the dying Lamb, I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus. His name dispels my guilt and fear. No other name but Jesus. Oh, how my soul delights to hear the charming name of Jesus. Sweetest note in Sarah's song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Dear Lord, you know that you are sovereign in you, and you alone, Christ, the Holy Spirit, God, the Father, amen.
Father, we thank you that you have sent the Comforter, your Holy Spirit, guide us, comfort us, to help us through all the trials and tribulations of this life. Help us to rely more and more upon you each day and less upon ourselves, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.